This is Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago. Today, Jimmy Oriola, Assistant Professor of Pharmacognosy at the University of Illinois at Chicago's College of Pharmacy, talks about discovering new cancer therapies derived from natural sources such as cyanobacteria or pond scum. Here's Professor Oriola.
My research focus is on cyanobacteria or pond scum, and this is where we have now received some funding from National Cancer Institute to continue our work with cyanobacteria or pond scum or blue-green algae, as they're also known. The grant is a collaborative grant, is a program grant together with Ohio State, which is the leader, and the leader is Douglas Kinghorn, who used to be a professor here and is a Jack Beal professor at Ohio State. We also collaborate with Research Triangle Institute in North Carolina and Bristol-Myers Squibb, and as well as Steve Swanson at the College of Pharmacy is also part of this collaboration. And the collaboration is to be looking for novel anti-cancer agents from natural sources. One of the focuses in our group is cyanobacteria. The focuses of the Ohio State group is plants, and the RTI group is looking at fungi. So we have a diverse background, and we're using modern anti-cancer target assays as well as cell-based assays to evaluate these natural sources for the potential as novel cancer therapies. The research in my laboratory, especially here at UIC, is focused on cyanobacteria, especially from the Midwest. We collect the samples here in the Midwest. We also have tapped into existing strain collections to expand our diversity. We generally go out, collect pond scum. You may recognize cyanobacteria as the blue-green growth on top of lakes, or also the green slippery things that you step on a rock on a beach. When we see these green slimy things, that's where we go. We collect it, we scrape it off, we bring it back to our laboratory, and we purify out the pure cyanobacterial strain. At that stage, we can grow it up in our laboratory in specific rooms which are temperature controlled and have light control, and we can grow up the strains, and out of those strains, we make an extract, or we try to get the chemistry out of them by simple extraction, and these extracts are then being sent out to all our collaborators for biological evaluation in cancer target assays. Currently, we are focusing on several targets here at UIC, and some of these targets are modern targets like histone deacetylase and proteasome, which are current cancer targets. And we have so far had fairly good luck with our hits rate is fairly good. We have good leads that we currently are working on to purify the chemistry out of. One thing that we have developed in my laboratory that makes us a little bit special in this way is that we have developed some microanalytical techniques to be able to determine the structure and activity of microgram quantities of metabolites, which makes us a little bit special and unique, which also helps us very much to study the cyanobacteria. Cyanobacteria is a very old bacteria. It's been around for about 3 billion years. It was probably one of the first that produced oxygen, does photosynthesis, and it's responsible for changing the atmosphere from reductive to oxidative, that we have oxygen and enable life. But the thing with this photosynthesis is that it grows fairly slow. So normal traditional fermentation techniques don't really work very well. It's not easy to grow up a liter in 24 hours and be able to study this. Our growth rates are very slow. It takes us probably 6 to 8 weeks to get a 2-liter fermentation growth up. And the biomass yields are very low. So in order for us to study these efficiently, we need to use new techniques. And that's where our new analytical techniques have come in, especially the UIC's extremely good instrumentation and nuclear magnetic resonance and mass spectrometry enables us to do some of this work on sub-milligram quantities. And since we have the bacteria at hand, any interesting compounds will then be scaled up using traditional techniques. We can get milligrams, grams of anything we want to, if we want to go into animals or do any further study for any interesting compound. Our current leads are mainly from the Midwest, but we have also done some collection out on the East Coast. We're also interested in looking at temperate marine organisms, especially from the coast, Pacific Northwest and East Coast. These are areas that are understudied currently. There are not many scientists in this area looking at it. There are several scientists working with cyanobacteria. And mainly these people are those studying them from marine organisms, mostly from tropical marine areas. And many of these studies are being done with wild collected material. Our material is grown in the lab, which gives us much bigger chances for reproducibility and being able to get more material if we ever need it for any clinical trials or anything like that. which if in a wild collection may not be able to harvest enough to be able to do that. So our strength right now is that we have the bacteria, and we have a collection right now of about 300 cyanobacterial strains at UIC, which is a fairly decent-sized collection. All of them have been grown or are growing. The strains that we have grown up and have extracts that we have studied, those strains we store in liquid nitrogen, so we have all the strains, access to all 300 strains anytime we need to. Currently, these bioassays that we have been running, we have several anti-cancer leads. We have them in cell lines and in the potential targets. We even have a couple of our latest hits coming out having both a target and cytotoxicity in a cell line, meaning that we know the target already. We now just need to figure out which structure it is. We know it's hitting one of the targets, and it also shows toxicity in a cell line. So that means that it theoretically also penetrates the cell wall. It hopefully is a more potent lead than some of the others we have.
Jimmy Oriola is an assistant professor of pharmacognosy in UIC's College of Pharmacy. For more information about this research, go to www.news.uic.edu, click on News Releases, and look for the release dated July 21, 2008. This has been Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago.